grow in the Lord today.
我会尽力而为，也盼望我们在主里面可以成长。
I'm actually gonna, I plan to talk about the cost of discipleship first, but I'm actually going to talk about not growing weary of doing good first, and then in the next session, I will talk about the cost of discipleship.
原来我是准备先讲做门徒的代价，但是其实呢，这次我准备还是先讲我们行善不可丧志，然后下一次呢，我再讲做门徒的代价。
And just introduce a little bit about myself. My name is Clement, but everyone calls me Clem, and I'm 32 years old, and I'm married and I have three kids. I will actually show you a picture of my wife and my three kids.
我先简单介绍一下我自己，我叫 Clement，但是大家都叫我 Clement。那我今年32岁，我已经结婚了，有3个孩子。那呢，我也会给你们看一看我妻子，我和我3个孩子的照片。
So that's my wife. Her name is Jenny. My eldest son is on the left. His name is River. The littlest one is Everest, and the one in the yellow is Ollie.
这是我的外父，他名字叫 Jenny。我最大的儿子在左边，他叫 River；最小的那一个叫 Everest。那还有一个穿黄衣服的叫做 Ellie。
I've been in Nepal for 9 years. My wife has been there for 7. We've been married for 7 years, and so we serve the Lord in Nepal. But before I even start talking about what we do, I always, every time I have an opportunity to share in churches, I always remember the passage from Luke 17. So if you have your Bibles, you can go to Luke 17. I just want to read 17. So it's Luke 17 from verses 7 to 10.
我在尼泊尔已经9年了，我妻子在那边7年，我们结婚也7年了。在我分享之前呢，我们先一同来读《路加福音》啊，我们翻到《路加福音》第17章第7节。
So this is Luke 17, verses 7 to 10. I will read it for you guys. Is that right?
这是《
Yes,
路加
okay,
福
great.
音》第17章第7节，我来念。
I guess I'll read this version here then. But which of you having a slave plowing or tending sheep will say to him when he has come in from the field, come immediately and sit down to eat? Or will he not say to him, prepare something for me to eat and properly clothe yourself and serve me until I've eaten and drunk, and afterward you will eat and drink? So too, when you do all the things which are commanded you, say, we are unworthy slaves. We have only done that which we ought to have done.
你们谁有仆人耕地或是放羊，从田里回来，就对他说：“你快来坐下吃饭呢？”岂不对他说：“你给我预备晚饭，束上带子伺候我，等我吃喝完了，你才可以吃喝吗？”仆人照所吩咐的去做，主人还谢谢他吗？这样，你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说：“我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应分做的。”
I always start my sermons with this verse.
我每次讲到都从这节经文开始，
Because a missionary sharing is very strange.
因为分享宣教士的事情是很奇怪的。
Because, we come and everybody thinks that we are heroes or special.
我们来的时候，每个人都觉得我们好像是英雄一样，
But like this verse says, we are not.
但是就像这节经文说的，我们其实不是。
It says, when you do all the things that are commanded, you say we are unworthy slaves.
就是你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说我们是无用的仆人。
And if I want to be really honest with myself, I can't say I have actually done every single thing that the Lord has commanded me to do. I try.
如果我诚实的话，我必须说我没有做神叫我做的每一件事情，也许我试了。
So I'm not even at a point where I can say that I'm an unworthy slave.
我甚至都不能说我是无用的仆人。
And so, before I ever share, I want people to know that I am me, my family, we are not heroes.
那在我开始分享之前，我想要说，我和我的家人都不是什么英雄，
We're not special.
我们也没有什么特别的。
We are doing the bare minimum compared to when we think about what we offer to the Lord compared to what He gave to us, we're doing nothing.
那我们所做的跟主所给我们的相比的话，我们真的什么都没做。
Now, if I sit and I think for a moment about the cross and about how Jesus paid his life versus what I do in Nepal, there's no comparison.
那如果我想主耶稣基督他的十字架和他所付出的，而我在尼泊尔所做的根本没有办法相提并论。
If I could give him more, I wish I could give him more.
如果我能够给他更多的话，我真希望能够给他更多。
And so I don't want anybody to think that I'm special. I don't want anybody to think our family is special.
所以我不希望任何人以为我有什么特别，或者我的家有什么特别。
We're just sons and daughters of God trying our best to do what He has commanded us to do. And even if we were able to do all of that, we would still just be unworthy slaves.
我们只不过是神的儿女，我们做神叫我们所做的，就算我们所做了，我们也还是无用的仆人。
I love the King James translation says unprofitable servants.
我喜欢 King James 的翻译，那里是说我们是我们真的是没有什么益处的仆人。
The word unprofitable there, it means that like Jesus paid a very, very, very high price for us and he got a very bad deal.
就好像耶稣为我们付了极大的代价，他跟我们做的是非常得不偿失的事情。
You know, he bought us at a high price and it was just not a very good deal.
他付了代价买我们，但是是一件真的是得不偿失。
And so I don't want anybody to think we're special.
真的没，
Jesus is special.
真的不要有一个人以为我们有什么特别，耶稣他才是特别的。
not think that we are heroes.
不要以为我们是什么英雄。
Now, with that said,
说了这些。
want to share a little bit about what the Lord, spoke to me 2 years ago.
那我想跟大家分享主2年以前跟我说的话。
2 years ago, the last time I was in America, the world was a very, very, very different place.
2年以前我在美国的时候，这个世界跟现在大不相同。
We have all globally gone through this pandemic.
我们刚刚经历了个全球性的疫情。
And for some of us, we're still just getting out of the pandemic.
我们有些人刚刚从疫情中出来。
I just today got a text message from a friend of mine who's a pastor who just tested positive for COVID.
那我今天也刚刚收到一条短信，是我一个朋友，他是牧师，他要刚刚得了新冠，证实了。
But in 2019, at the end of 2019,
2019年年末，
on New Year's Eve,
新年夜。
every New Year's Eve, I go into our prayer room in Nepal and I spend about 4 to 5 hours praying.
每年的新年夜，我都在尼泊尔，都去我们的祷告室，在那里在那里过新年。
For those of you who don't know me, one of our ministries in Nepal is we have a 24/7 prayer room. Every minute of every day, there's somebody in this room praying and seeking the Lord's face.
也许有些人不知道，我们在尼泊尔有一个服饰，就是有一个不中断的祷告室24小时，每周7天，我们的祷告都不中断。我们寻求神的旨意。
But every New Year's, I reserve about 4 or 5 hours for myself, just saying, everyone go out. I'm going to spend 4 or 5 hours for myself. I want to pray and seek the Lord for what he's going to do this year.
那每年呢，我都留出4、5个小时给我对自己说我就要其他人离开，我自己要祷告4到5个小时来寻求神，叫我今年要做什么事情。
And this, in 2019, when I went into the prayer room, I sat down to pray, and the Lord gave me just one very short thing.
2019年，当我到祷告室祷告，坐下来祷告的时候，神就给我一件非常小的事情。
And what he gave me was from Galatians.
一个非常短的经文，就是加拉太书。
This is Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书的第6章，
starting from verse 8.
从第8节开始。
And I'll just read it. It says, For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith.
顺着情欲撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。我们行善不可丧志，若不回心，到了时候就要收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
And the verse the Lord specifically, what I heard the Lord specifically say to me, he said, Clem.
我听到神他对我说, Clem.
Whatever happens, Clem,
不论发生什么,
in this next year, do not grow weary of doing good.
行善不要丧志,
whatever happens this next year, Clem, do not grow weary of doing good.
Clem, 无论明年发生什么,
that was on New Year's Eve.
这是新年夜的时候。
You know, I had many other friends all over the world who were praying and, you know, listening to the Lord. And they were like, oh, I feel like 2020 is going to be a year of blessing, a year of wonderful things. And they said, what are you hearing, Clem? And I told them, I feel like the Lord just told me we should not grow weary of doing good.
我有许多其他朋友，世界各地，他们祷告2020年，就是神要如何如何的祝福他们。他们问我说，你祷告呢？我就告诉他们说，神对我说，行善不可丧志。
Not a very encouraging word.
不是真的让人很激励。
You know, like, don't grow tired of doing good. It doesn't sound very special.
不要丧志，听上去也没有什么特别。But
then in March of 2020,
然而2020年的3月,
the pandemic hit.
疫情就开始了。And
our country locked down.
我们的国家都封锁了。
You know, I'm just now discovering, you know, while talking to some of the other churches and talking to some of my friends here, what lockdown was like in New Jersey.
我跟朋友啊，刚聊天也刚刚知道，在新泽西所谓的封锁是什么意思。
It was very different from what we experienced in Nepal.
跟我们在尼泊尔所经历的是非常不一样。
So when we locked down in Nepal, we locked down. You weren't allowed to walk on the street.
在尼泊尔封锁的时候，真的就是封锁，你都不能上街走路。You
weren't allowed to leave your house.
你不能离开家门。The
only time you were allowed to go and shop for groceries was between 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And the rest of the day, you were locked in your house.
只有从6点到9点，早上6点到9点你可以去买东西，其他的时间你都被锁在家里。And
that was in March.
那是3月份。In
March, we started getting messages from the embassies telling the foreigners leave the country.
3月份的时候，我们从领事馆收到信息，叫我们离开那个国家。Evacuate. 要离开。You
know, some of the governments are even paying their people to evacuate and leave.
有些政府啊，出钱让他们的公民离开。Because
everyone was saying, we don't know how bad this is going to be. We have no idea what's going to happen. But you know what? If you do not leave by April, we cannot help you. You are on your own.
政府会告诉他们的人说，我们不知道情况会遭到什么程度，但是呢，你如果到4月份还不离开的话，我们爱莫能助，你要好自为之。And
almost everyone left.
所以呢，几乎所有的人都走了。I
mean, almost everyone left. The UN left. All of the NGOs shut down. Like me, my family, and like maybe 6 or 7 other missionaries were the only ones who were left in the country.
差不多所有的人都走了，联合国也走了，他们的办公地方也关掉了，只剩下我大概6、7个宣教士的家庭还留在那里。That
we know of stayed.
我们知道 we know of stayed.
Yeah, the ones that we know about only
6 or 7. 据我们所知呢，只有这样6、7家。
Maybe there was more, but from what we know, pretty much everybody left and evacuated.
也许可能还多一些人，但是据我们所知，就这些人了。
And I remember, you know, talking to my wife.
我记得我还跟我太太说，我们怎么办？
I mean, we have 3 small kids.
我们有3个小孩。
My eldest son suffers from epilepsy.
那我最大的儿子，他也啊，他瘫痪吗？
So he's extremely high risk.
癫痫吗？他是高危的。
And so what do we do?
我们怎么办？
And I remember that word from the Lord.
然后我就想起主的那句话：
Do not grow weary of doing good.
行善不可丧志。
Do not grow weary of doing good.
行善不可丧志。
I remember telling my wife, I think we need to stay.
我就告诉我太太说，我们要留下来。
And so we stayed.
所以我们留下来了。
And the first 2 months were fine.
前2个月没问题。
You know, we just stayed inside, relaxed.
我们就待在家里，很放松。
But when a third world country goes into full lockdown and nobody has jobs and you can't shop for food, then people start to starve.
在第三世界国家，当被封锁了之后，大家都没有工作了，你不能去买东西了，所以就开始饥饿。
We started getting messages from even the missionaries who left the country messaging us saying, Hey, can you check up on our people? Are they okay?
那么有一些离开的宣教士也跟我们联系，请我们帮忙来看望他们所照顾的人，看看他们的情况如何。
You know, we went into the slum. We have a pastor friend inside the slum.
我们有一个牧师的朋友，他。
And we went in there and we found 135 families starving.
那我们到了那个地方，看到一共有135个家庭，他们正处于饥饿当中。
And they asked us, can you help?
他问我们说：“能帮我们吗
Yes.
？”是啊。
Yeah, we can help.
是的，我们可以帮他们。
And for 3 months, we fed 135 families in that slum.
那我们过去3个月，我们帮助了那里贫民窟135个家庭。
Next to the slum, there's a hospital.
那贫民窟的旁边有一个医院，
It's a hospital for mothers who are giving birth.
是生小孩的医院。
When COVID hit, the government locked all the mothers who had just given birth into the hospital, would not let them leave.
当疫情来到的时候，政府呢就把那个医院关闭了，那些生孩子的母亲都被封锁在医院里。
They were giving them biscuits and instant noodles, 泡面 to eat. These newborn babies and their moms, they were giving them biscuits and 泡面 to eat. That was it.
那这些母亲和刚出生的孩子只能够吃饼干和泡面，
Government didn't give them any other food. That was it.
政府没有给他们其他的食物。
We heard this.
我们听到了，
And I said, that's not acceptable.
这样不行。
We gathered some people inside the slum. We organized some people to cook. We cooked food and we bought food and we fed all of those moms in the hospital until they could go home.
我们就在贫民窟里面找了一些人组织起来，大家一起做饭，把饭带到医院里面，让那些医院里的母亲可以吃到饭，直到他们离开。
No, I'm not telling you that because I want you guys to think that we're special, okay?
我讲这些不是让你们觉得我们很特别。
I'm telling you that because there was a man. The man was the leader of the slum.
我要说的是，有一个人，他在贫民窟里面是一个头。
He was the head leader of the slum, and he was not a believer.
他还没有信主，他就是一个他就是一个头。
You know, my wife and I, we have been working in the slum for many years. I've been working for the slum in the slum for 9 years. I've known this man for 9 years, and he has not did not give his life to Jesus.
我们在这个贫民窟我们在那里工作了好多好多年。我在那里一共就9年，这九年呢，在这9年当中，这个人他没有信耶稣。
At the beginning of the pandemic,
疫情开始的时候，
not a believer.
他没有信耶稣。
After 3 months of us feeding them,
经过3个月，我们帮助医院里面的产妇的之后，
I went to the slum.
我又去了贫民窟。
We were going every day, but you know, I went into the slum and I went into the church and I saw this leader inside the church.
我每天都去那里。那天我去教会的时候，我看到这个头在教会里面。
And he was in the church praying.
他在教会里面祷告。
And I was surprised.
我非常惊讶。
What are you doing?
你在这干嘛？
He said, oh, I forgot to tell you.
他说我忘了跟你说。
I gave my life to Jesus. I'm a Christian now.
我把我的生命给了耶稣，现在我是一个基督徒了。
And I said, wow, that's amazing. What happened?
我就说哇，太惊奇了，出什么事了？
And I will never forget what he told me.
我永远不会忘记他跟我说的。
You know, I've seen so many people get saved, but I will never forget what this man told me.
我看到许多许多人得救，但是我永远不会忘记这个人所告诉我的。
He looked at me. He said, "I found out that Jesus is not cheap."
他对我说，我发现耶稣不是廉价的。
And I said, "What do you mean?"
我说你什么意思啊？
He said, "When the pandemic hit."
他说疫情来的时候。
So he said the Hindus,
印度教
the temples, the Hindu priests,
还有印度教的这些僧侣
they all ran away and started protecting themselves.
他们都跑了，为了保护自己。
The Buddhists,
那些和尚
they all hid inside their temples and protected themselves.
他们都躲在庙里面来保护自己。
He said, when we started starving and we started asking the police and asking the government for help.
我们开始饥荒的时候，我们都去找政府、找警察来帮助。
They came and they bought us some relief.
他们来了，确实帮了一些忙。
But it was moldy, dirty rice that we could not eat.
但是他们给我们的是发霉的脏的米，我们都没有办法吃。
He said, the UN abandoned us.
连联合国都不管我们了。
The government abandoned us.
政府抛弃我们了。
But he said, I could not understand that you Christians.
我没有办法明白你们这些基督徒。
You know, when everybody else is saying, take care of yourself.
每一个人都离开说自顾自己吧。
You guys came here.
你们却来了。
And not only did you come here.
你们不但来了。
You didn't give us cheap, dirty rice. You bought the nice, high-quality rice.
你们给我们的不是廉价的脏米，你带给我们的是非常好的高质量的米。
And he said, "I thought to myself."
所以我自己想。
I need to figure out what these people actually believe that they would do something like this.
我要想这些人他们信的是什么以至于他们可以做这些事。
And so I went to your church. I read your Bible. I talked to the pastor.
所以我到你们教会，我读了你们的圣经，我跟你们的牧师交谈。
And I found out that your Jesus is not cheap.
发现你们的耶稣不是廉价的。
You know, I'm not saying that because I'm special, because, you know, when he told me that, I was not like, yay!
我跟大家说，我真的没有什么特别的。当他告诉我信耶稣的时候，我也没有兴奋地喊起来。
I was more like, oh, thank you, Jesus, we did not buy the cheap rice.
我跟主耶稣说，谢谢你啊，我们真的幸好我们没有买廉价的米啊。
I'll be honest, you know, when we went to the shop to buy the rice and buy the food, you know, we're sitting there and I'm looking at all this rice and, you know, in my brain, we're like, it's COVID, it's a pandemic, we have limited resources, limited money, it's slum people, what are we going to do? And, you know, all of our people are saying, just buy the cheaper rice and give it to them. And in my brain, I was like, no. God wouldn't give these people leftovers.
说实话，当我们去店里面去买那些米的时候，店里面有各种各样的米，你知道这是疫情，又是给贫民窟的人去买米，我们周围所有的人都说，那买那个便宜的，买便宜的，但是我说不，这是为了主耶稣。
And it was not me, it was like I knew that was the Lord saying, don't buy the cheap rice.
不是我自己这样，是我知道是主对我说不要买廉价的米。
And I'm so thankful that we didn't.
非常感谢主，我们没有买廉价的米。
Because Jesus isn't cheap.
因为耶稣不是廉价的。
He gave up his life. He laid down his life for us.
他献出了他的生命，他为我们舍命。
Now the question is, though, for us, the believers.
对我们这些 信主的人的问题是
Have we made Jesus cheap?
我们有没有让耶稣成为廉价？
Have we made Jesus into a selfish, cheap God?
我们有没有使耶稣成为一个廉价的自私的神？
You know, COVID was a difficult time.
疫情期间是一个困难的时期。
You know, for many, many reasons. I know 9 people that died.
因为许多原因，我知道我认识的人里面有九个死了。
But I think it was also a test for us as the church.
同时对教会也是一个试验。
You know, as the entire world begins to become self-centered and protect its self-interest and focus on me, 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 what is the church going to do? What is Jesus going to do?
当整个世界都变得自我中心，只保护自己的利益，只关注在自己的时候，教会如何呢？耶稣要叫我们做什么呢？
Your Bible, I want you to turn to the book of Matthew.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻到马太福音。
We're going to go to Matthew 26.
马太福音26章。
Many of you will know this story.
许多人都知道这个故事。
This is the story of Mary of Bethany pouring out her oil at Jesus' feet.
伯大尼的玛利亚将香膏浇在耶稣的身上。
What I want to read out this verse and point out something that maybe you have not seen.
那我们来看这节经文，我说也许呢我分享一点大家没有看到的地方。
It says, Now when Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a man came up to him with an alabaster flask of very expensive ointment, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at table.And when the disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, Why this waste? For this could have been sold for a large sum and given to the poor. But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. In pouring this ointment on my body, she has done it to prepare me for burial. And this is the verse I want you to pay attention to, verse 13. It says, Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done,will also be told in memory of her.
第六节，耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里，有一个女人拿着一瓶极贵的香膏来，趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上。门徒看见就很不喜悦，说：“何用这样的枉费呢？这香膏可以卖许多钱，周济穷人。”耶稣看出他们的意思，就说：“为什么难为这女人呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事。”因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。他将这香膏浇在我身上，是为我安葬用的。请注意第十三节，我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所行的，做个纪念。
Look at that verse 13.
十三节。
I remember reading this many years ago.
我记得很多年前读到这节的时候
and seeing this passage and saying, wait a minute, this says that everywhere the gospel is going to be preached in the entire world, what Mary has done, the story of Mary is also going to be shared.
那里面说普天之下很多年以前我读到这的时候普天之下无论在什么地方传着福音要述说这女人就是玛利亚这个女人所做的来做要纪念他。
Everywhere in the entire world where we preach the gospel, we preach about Jesus dying on the cross for us, we have to tell the story of Mary.
全世界每一个地方当我们传福音的时候讲耶稣为我们死在十字架的时候我们要讲玛利亚的故事。
I mean, what could Mary possibly done? Why is this story on the same level as the gospel?
玛利亚到底做了什么？为什么这个故事跟福音在同一个层次之上
？Why is it that when Jesus is saying, "Hey, this is going to be as important as what I am about to do on the cross"?
耶稣为什么说这件事情和我将要死在十字架上的这件事情是同样重要呢
？I think that the reason is because Mary is meant to be the standard of discipleship that we are supposed to have.
我想呢，原因就是玛利亚就是门徒的标准，就是我们应当所做的门徒的标准。
Mary is what Jesus, people like Mary is what Jesus is going to go die for.
耶稣是为像玛利亚这样的人而死。
Turn with me to the same story in John. See, the same version of this story in John is in John chapter 12.
在约翰福音第十二章记述了同样的故事。
John chapter 12 tells us that Mary anointed Jesus 6 days before Jesus goes to the cross.
约翰告诉我们说，在耶稣上十字架前六天，玛利亚用香膏膏了耶稣。
6 days.
六日。
It tells us that the amount that she gave to him put her into a year's worth of debt.
那他所玛利亚所奉献出来的是价值一年的工钱。
Do you guys catch this? Mary, by doing this short 10-minute act of worship of breaking open this oil at Jesus' feet, put herself into debt for a year.
大家注意，玛利亚在这十分钟短短时间，她所做的乃是她把这香膏膏在耶稣身上，使她欠了一年的债。
For a year, she is going to be working off this debt for a year.
她要一整年来做工来还这个债。
This spice that she pours on Jesus' feet.
她就把它浇在耶稣的脚上。
It's called spikenard.
这叫做 spikenard?
Yeah, it's called spikenard. It's okay. It's called spikenard. It is the most expensive, rarest oil in the world.
好，它用的是极贵重的香膏，是全世界最最珍贵的香膏。
Our people in Nepal, they love this story.
在尼泊尔，大家都喜欢这个故事。
Because this oil...It is only found in one place in the world.
因为他所用的膏油在全世界只有一个地方有。
The root to make this oil is only found in the Himalayan mountains in Nepal.
用做这种油的树根只有在尼泊尔的那个山上才有。
I've been to where they make this oil.
我曾经去过做这种膏油的地方。
It took me 14 hours on a bus on a dirt road.
我需要坐14个小时的公车在这种肮脏的道路充满了灰尘肮脏的道路上坐14个小时的公车。
Then a 1 hour flight into the mountain.
然后呢又要花一个小时飞到山上。
Then walking 4 days.
再走四天的路。
4 days of walking, 9 hours a day to get to where they make this spice. We went there to share the gospel.
要走四天，每天走9个小时，我们走到那里去传福音。
But that's where they make this spice.
他们就是这样做出来的香料。
The highest place in the world.
在全世界最高的地点。
The Nepalis die all the time trying to harvest this spice.
很多很多人他们真的真的是拼死了要到这个地方去要得到这种香料。
They fall off the mountain.
他们从山上掉下来。
No. When I went to this place,
那我去那个地方的时候
I didn't even get the oil on me.
我也没有真的没有身上也没有弄到身上没有油。
But when I came back,
我回来的时候
I smelled like that perfume for 3 days.
但是呢，我身上有3天那种香气。
Mary takes about a Coke bottle worth of this perfume and pours it on Jesus.
玛利亚呢，她有一个罐子，像可口可乐那么大的一个罐子，里面所存的油，她都倒在耶稣身上。
This wildly expensive, hard to get oil.
非常非常贵重的难得的膏油。
Pours it on Jesus.
倒在耶稣身上。
Not just a little bit.
不是只倒了一点。
All of it.
所有的。
Breaks open the jar so that the jar can never be used again for anything else.
他打碎了玉瓶，让这玉瓶从此再也没有任何其他用处。
Let me tell you something.
让我说一件事。
Jesus is going to smell like that oil for a couple weeks, at least a week.
耶稣的身上要有至少有一个礼拜都有那个香气。
From when Mary anoints him.
从玛利亚膏他。
Six days later.
六天之后。
He's going to the cross.
他上了十字架。
I want you to think about that.
大家想想。
Jesus is going to be in the Garden of Gethsemane.
耶稣要在克西马尼园。
Wrestling with whether he wants to go and die.
为着他是否要去死而挣扎。
He takes a deep breath.
深深的呼吸。
What does he smell?
是什么味道?
He smells the worship of Mary.
是玛利亚的敬拜。
He goes in front of Caiaphas.
他到盖亚法面前。
They spit on him, they slap him, they beat him, they mock him.
他们吐唾沫在他身上啊。身上他们打他他们啊他们嘲笑他
takes a deep breath
深深呼吸的时候
what is he going to smell
他是什么样的味道
the fragrance of Mary the worship of Mary
是玛利亚的香气玛利亚的敬拜
they're going to bring him in front of Pilate
他们把耶稣带到比拉多面前。
People that he loves are going to be shouting, "Crucify! Crucify!"
那些他所爱的人却高声说：“钉他十字架，钉他十字架。”
And I bet you Jesus is going, "Is this worth it?"
耶稣是不是说我值得吗？这些。
And he's going to take a deep breath.
深深的呼吸的时候。
And what is he going to smell?
他闻到了什么
？That perfume.
那个香气。
That worship of Mary.
玛利亚的敬拜。
They're going to beat him. If you've seen the passion, you'll know. If you've read Isaiah, you'll know that they beat him so bad that he no longer looked like a man. He was a worm, it says.
他们打他。如果你看过那个电影，或者呢，你读过以赛亚书，你知道他们打他打到一个地步，他不再像人，而是像一个虫。
And while he's bleeding and covered in blood and they're pushing that crown of thorns on his head, he's going to take a deep breath and what is he going to smell?
当他们打他血流出来的时候当他的血从他的头上从荆棘的冠冕流出来的时候这个时候他深深的吸一口气的时候他闻到的是什么
They're going to put a cross on his back and every step he's going to take toward his death, he's going to breathe.He's going to smell the worship of Mary, and he's going to think to himself, it's worth it.
他们让他背着十字架，他走的每一步的时候，在他要死的路上，当他深深呼一口气的时候，他知道他所付出这一切是值得的，因为有玛利亚的敬拜。
He's going to smell that oil, smell that fragrance, and he's going to say, it's worth it, because everywhere the gospel is going to be preached, her story is going to be told.
他闻到那个香气，他说，他知道他所做的都是值得的，因为这个福音传到每一个地方，玛利亚的，都要述说玛利亚的故事。
And...From every language, from every nation, from every tribe, there will be a people who will love me like Mary did.
无论是哪一种语言、哪一个国家、哪一个民族，都会有人像玛利亚爱我一样，像玛利亚一样来爱我。
Who will see the price that I paid, and they will respond by extravagantly wasting their life.
他们看到我所付的代价，他们的回应就是也把他们的生命来奉献为我的缘故。
I want to ask you guys,
我想问大家，
is that our standard?
我们的标准是这样吗？
Is that our standard of worship?
我们敬拜的标准是这样吗？
Mary put herself into a year's worth of debt.
玛利亚为此付上了一年的债。
I mean, she literally made herself financially insecure in order to worship the Lord.
为了敬拜主，他自己，他自愿的使他在财务上发生了危机。
Nothing was too extravagant.
没有一件事是过分的。
You know, I wonder a lot, I've been praying a lot, and I wonder a lot if our generation is not unlike the Israelites in Deuteronomy.
我想过很久，我也祷告了很久，我发现我们这一代人真的和在《生命记》当中的以色列人很不一样。
In Deuteronomy, chapter 8,
在《生命记》的第八章，
it says this in verse 11, 12, and 13.
11、12和13节。
Says, take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandment and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your hearts be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who bought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
第八章10到14节，你要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你所有的全都加增，你就心高气傲，忘记耶和华你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的。
This is verse 17. It says, beware, lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gave you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. And if you forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish.
17到19节，恐怕你心里说，这货财是我力量、我能力得来的。你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得货财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。你若忘记耶和华你的神，随从别神侍奉敬拜，你们必定灭亡。这是我今日警戒你们的。
I genuinely wonder if this is what the church has become.
我真的在想，今天的教会是不是已经变成了这种光景？
We've eaten and we are full. We've built good houses and we live in them.
我们吃得饱足，我们建了房租啊，我们建立房屋。
Our herds and our flocks, you know, our families, our ministries, our businesses, all of our work is multiplied and growing. Our money, our silver and gold is multiplied and growing.
我们的牛羊成群，我们的家庭，我们的教会，我们的事业，我们所有做的工都在加增，在增长。我们的我们有的是钱，我们有的是金银。
We are blessed.
我们蒙福了，我们是蒙福的。
And then,
然而呢，
all those blessings become idols.
这些祝福都成为我们的偶像。
And we forget God.
当我们忘记神的时候，
We grow weary of doing good.
我们行善，而我们在行善的事上丧志了。
Caring about other people is hard.
我们关心其他人的，我们对其他人的关心。
There's a pandemic out there.
现在有疫情。
Just take care of yourself and your family. That's the best you can do.
只要照顾你自己和家人就好了，这就是你所能做的了。
But that is not the best we can do.
这不是我们能够做的最好的。
We are the church.
我们是教会。
And the one that we follow had no concern for himself and his own well-being. He came down and hung on a cross for us.
我们所跟随的那一位，他来到这个世界上，他会挂为我们而挂在十字架上，他不顾他自己。
The model of discipleship that he paid for, that worship fragrance that he died for, that came from Mary, was from a woman who put herself into a year's worth of debt to love him.
那个玛丽，那个他对神的敬拜所发出来的香气，那个门徒的标准，他为了敬拜神，他所付上的一年的代价。
Does your worship cost you anything?
我们的敬拜有没有让我们付出任何事情?
Does your faith cost you anything?
你的信有没有让你有任何的付出?
Or have you grown tired?
还是你现在疲倦了?
And grow weary of doing good?
还是你在行善的事上疲倦了?
Your eyes have turned toward yourself and your own family, your own house.
你的眼睛转向你自己，你自己的家庭和你的房子。
And those things have been raised up as idols.
这些事情成为我们的偶像。
You know, in the middle of the pandemic,
在疫情的中间,
we were asked to take in more children into our children's home.
我们被有人要求我们把更多的孩子带到
For those who don't know, you know, me and my wife are a part of our ministry, apart from the 24/7 prayer room, is we also have a children's home.
也许有些人不知道，我和我的太太，我们有一个服饰，也是20x7的，就是呢，我们有一个这个孩童之家。
I'll show you guys a picture of it. My home.
给大家看看照片。
Oh, is this working? Okay. This is our kids.
这是我们的孩子。
These are our kids right here.
我们的孩子在这里。
Some of them are orphans, some of them are bad home situations, stuff like that.
这些孩子有些是孤儿，有些呢，家里面的情况非常的糟糕。
During the pandemic, we actually took in three more kids.
在疫情期间呢，我们又带进来三个孩子。
And people thought we were crazy.
其他人以为我们很疯狂。
You know, they were, why would you take in kids right now?
说现在为什么还领孩子来?
These kids could be sick.
他们可能有病。
Because of COVID and the pandemic, you guys already, you know, have to struggle with financial difficulty and stuff like that. Why would you take more children and increase your financial burden?
在疫情期间，你知道，让我们在财务上已经有困难了，那为什么还要增加一些，还要带一些孩子来增加你们在财务上的困难？
And I looked at them and I said, because Jesus told us to, we cannot grow tired of loving these children.
那我就看着他们，告诉他们说，因为耶稣教我们这样做，我们不能，我们爱孩子也不能疲倦。It
doesn't need to make sense in my brain. I just need to be obedient.
我不需要在头脑里面来想通，我只需要来顺服。These
two girls.
这两个女孩。They're
two of the girls that we took in during the middle of the pandemic.
这是在疫情当中我们带回来的两个女孩。
The younger one on the left, her name is Anuska.
在左边的这个年纪小的叫 Anuska.
And the older one's name is Sandhya.
年纪大的叫 Sandhya.
Their dad is dead.
他们的父亲死了.
And the mom is missing. We don't know where she is. We believe that she was trafficked to India.
他母亲失踪了，我们不知道他在哪里。我们觉得吧，他可能被卖到印度去了。
They were living with the grandmother.
他们跟祖母住在一起。
And usually, in most circumstances, we would try to help the family be able to take care of their own kids.
通常我们会帮助这些家庭来带养这些孩子。
But their uncle, whose house they were staying at, is actually currently in jail for sexually molesting young girls.
而呢，他们的叔叔，因为呢，他们骚扰这些孩子，现在被抓在监狱里。
And so we took these girls into our home.
所以我们把这两个孩子带回家。
The younger girl on the left, Anuska, she was great, very happy, joyful, playful, no problems.
左边这个年纪小的女孩儿，她表现得非常好，她一直很开心，很快乐，没有问题。
The girl on the right, though, Sandia,
右边这个女孩 Sandy，
she was angry.
她愤怒，
Traumatized.
她很暴躁。
She would always fight with the kids, wouldn't talk to us.
她总是跟其他的小孩打架，不跟我们讲话。
The first day she came to her home, she said, "I am a Hindu. I will never change. I will never stop being a Hindu. You cannot change my mind."
她来我们家第一天就告诉我们说："我是 Hindu，我不会改变的。你不要试图改变我，我不会改变我，我心不会改变的。
We said, "Okay.
”我们就
I'm not
说："
going to force you to do anything.
我们说没问题，没问题，我们不会强迫你做任何事情。"
You're part of our family. We love you."
你是我们家的一部分，我们爱你。
But it was so hard.
非常的困难，
It was so hard.
他真的很难办。
But we kept loving her.
但是我们一直爱他。
You know, some of our people were like, "Man, we should find another home. Maybe we should send them back to the relative. Maybe we should figure something out." And I said, "No, we need to keep loving her." My wife said, "We have to keep loving her."
其他的人会说，也许我们应该帮他再找一个家，我们应该把他送到亲戚那里去。也许我们会想出一些其他办法，但是我和我的太太都说不，我们要留着他，
Don't give up.
不要放弃，
Keep forgiving, keep loving her.
一直的赦免他，一直爱他。
One day we were in worship in our prayer room.
有一天我们在祷告室里面敬拜的时候。
All of our kids in our children's home, they are growing up in an atmosphere where they are learning to pray and to worship from a very young age.
我们家里面的所有的孩子，他们在生长的环境里面，都是呢要学习祷告，要学习敬拜，从小就开始。
This is a photo of one of our girls. Her name is Anita. This is her preaching.
这是一张照片，我们的一个女孩，她的名字叫 Anita，她在讲，她在讲道。
She's 16 years old now.
她现在17岁，16岁。
She lost her mom and two baby sisters in the earthquake that hit us in 2015.
2015年地震的时候，他失去了母亲和两个小妹妹。
We start training them when they're this young, even younger than this, to preach, to pray, and to lay down their lives for Jesus.
我们从小就训练他们比这个年纪还小的时候，就让他们祷告，让他们讲道，让他们为耶稣而活。
We don't teach them these little children Sunday school stuff. No, we teach them to be ready to die because they could.
我们不是，我们要教导他们做好牺牲的准备，因为他们真的可能有一天会为此而付上生命代价。
We're in the prayer room and our children were leading worship.
我们在祷告室，在祷告室里面，我们的孩子在带领敬拜。
And everyone's dancing and worshiping and having a great time, and Sandhya is in the corner by herself, not listening and doesn't want to participate.
每个人都在跳舞敬拜。他们享受着非常美好的时间，只有三弟他一个人躲在角落里面，他不听，他也不想说话。
Out of nowhere, she falls down on her knees and starts to cry uncontrollably.
我不知道什么时候开始，他趴在他的膝盖上开始哭，没有办法控制。
And after worship, we all went to her and said, "Hey, what happened?"
敬拜结束之后，我们都去问他说：“怎么了？怎么了
She told us,
？”他告
"While
诉我
you were
们
worshiping,
：“你们敬拜的时候，
the door opened."
门开了，
And a man dressed in all white and shining with light came into the room.
一个全身洁白的人打开门，来到了房间。
He walked right up to me.
他走到我面前，
Didn't say anything.
什么都没有说。
But she said, I knew he was Jesus, I knew he loved me, and I knew that I'm safe here.
她是说，我知道他就是耶稣，我知道他爱我，我知道我在这里面是安全的。
We didn't do anything special.
我们没有做什么特别的事。
All we did was not give up on her.
我们所做的就是不放弃她。
And to just keep loving, and to keep loving.
一直的爱她，一直的爱她。
I want to challenge you guys today.
今天我愿意向大家发出一个挑战。
During this 2 years time in COVID,
在过去两年的疫情里，
have we grown selfish?
我们有没有变得自私？
Have we raised up things in our own life to be idols before and above God?
我们有没有让一些事情变成了我们的偶像，在神之上的偶像？
You know, there are things that are blessings from the Lord that can become idols as well.
神祝福我们的一些事情可能会变成偶像。
I remember when God revealed to me that, you know, my own son was an idol.
我也记得神曾经告诉我说，我自己的儿子变成了偶像。
You know, I love my children.
我爱我的孩子。
And, you know,I love my children, but you know, every time I go on outreach, every time I go to the mountains or to the villages to preach the gospel, my son River gets sick.
我爱我的孩子，但是呢，每一次我出远门到山上去的时候，或者到村庄里面去传福音的时候，我儿子 River 都会生病。
You know, it's probably spiritual warfare.
很可能就是属灵的征战。
But this one time I went to this very, very far village. It was over 30 hours away on a bus.
啊，有一次呢，我到很远很远的一个村庄去传福音，要坐三个小时的公车。
We were hosting a crusade.
我们在那里面有一次聚会。
Two days.
两天。
The first day.
第一天。
Around 1,500 people came.
来了大约1,500人。
And we prayed for people, and many, 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 many people got healed.
我们向他们传福音，很多人很多很多人得到医治。
People were healed. A bunch of deaf people who could not hear were healed, and etc. Yeah.
那有一些聋子听不见的，他们得到了医治啊，这些很多这样的事。
And so the news spread around the whole area.
这样的消息传遍了整个地区。
And the next day, when we had the second day of the crusade, 4,000 people came.
第二天，我们聚会的第二天来了4,000人。
I remember praying for blind people to get healed, and 26 blind people got healed.
我还记得我祷告的时候，有大概26个瞎子，他们得到了医治。
We had one man who was demon possessed. He ran onto the stage and tried to attack us. He fell down on the stage, and without anybody praying or touching him, he was instantaneously delivered.
我还记得有一个被鬼附的人，他冲到台子上来要攻击我们，结果他倒在台上啊。倒在台上啊，没有人祷告或者碰他，但是呢，他却清醒过来。
When we gave the altar call, said who wants to give their life to Jesus, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people raised their hand and came to the front to give their life to Jesus. I lost.
当我们呼召谁要把自己的生命献给耶稣的时候，成百的人到台上来。
If I remember correctly, we stopped counting at like 1,800.
啊，我还记得我们啊，一共有。我们后来都不数，我们数到1,800人之后，后来我们都不数了。
Now, while those things are amazing,
这些事情非常非常的啊，非常非常的惊啊，非常的啊惊奇。
While these things
令人惊讶。
While these things were happening, I was getting messages on my phone.
正在这些事的时候，我电话上收到了短信。
The service is very bad, but you know, I would get a message from my wife saying River is very, very sick.
啊，这个时候呢，啊，因为那边的信号不好，那但是我太太啊告诉我说 River 他的情况非常非常的糟糕。
You know, a couple hours later, another message came in. I'm taking River to the hospital.
啊，几个小时之后，我们就把他带到了医院。
I've had to admit River into the hospital.
啊，我就是呢要让他啊住进医院。
I was getting frustrated. I'm like, God, I'm seeing people getting healed right in front of my eyes, and my own son is 30 something hours away in the hospital.
啊，我真的非常的沮丧。我说，神啊，在这边，我看到许多许多人在我面前得到医治，但是呢，在30个小时之外的地方，我儿子却要进医院。
We get on a car, we start going back to the city.
我们上了车，啊，要回到去，要回到城市去。
I finally got signal on my phone. I call my wife.
我的手机终于有信号了，我可以给我的 wife 打电话，给我的太太打电话。
wife is crying.
他在那边哭。
And she says, I'm in the hospital right now, River. The doctors are telling me that there is a blockage or tumor or something inside of his intestines. If they don't operate and remove it immediately, he will die. His skin is starting to change color.
他跟我说，我现在在医院里面，医生告诉我说，在他的肠子里面现在有肿瘤，说如果不马上做手术移掉的话，他可能就会死，他的皮肤也在改变颜色。
And then Nepal healthcare is not good.
在尼泊尔这些医疗系统，那真的不怎么样。
You know, like when COVID hit us, for example, in America, if you get COVID, you just go to the hospital, they give you oxygen. In Nepal, when you get COVID, there is no oxygen.
在美国的话，如果你得了新冠到医院的话，你会得到氧气；但是在尼泊尔，你得了新冠到医院，你得不到氧气。
There's no such thing as vaccines. There's no oxygen. The healthcare system is very, very, very messed up.
没有疫苗，没有氧气啊，那个保健系统非常非常的糟糕。
And so there's no way I want my son to have a surgery.
我儿子不可能会做手术。
But here the doctors are saying he's going to die if you don't get a surgery, and I'm thinking getting an infection from the surgery is equally as dangerous.
医生说，如果不做手术的话，你儿子就会死。但是我知道，他可能也他做手术的话，他被感染的话，死的几率跟不做手术是一样的。
And we drove my friends drove me to an airport.
我朋友开车送我到机场。
I got on an emergency flight back to the city.
我乘的是紧急的，我乘着飞机紧急的赶回到城市。
And my wife called me right before I got on the flight. She said, "What should I do?
在我上飞机之前，我太太问我说：“她能够做什么？
Should we do the surgery or not?"
要不要做手术
I said, "I don't know."
？”我告诉她说：“我也不知道。
You pray.
”你要祷告。
I trust that the Lord will tell you what to do.
我相信主会告诉我们做什么。
Turned off my phone.
然后我就关掉手机，
Bottom of the plane.
上了飞机，
Took off.
起飞了。
And I remember hearing the Lord say, Clem,
我听到主对我说：“Clem，
if I took your son from you,
如果我把你的儿子从你拿走，
would you still love me? Would you still serve me?
你会不会继续的爱我，继续的服侍我
I just start crying.
？”开始我就开始哭。
Because I realized, you know, in that moment,
我发现，在那一时刻，
my son was an idol.
我儿子成了偶像。
My son was more important to me than serving the Lord.
我儿子对我来讲比服侍主更重要，
But it was so hard because I didn't want to let him go.
太难了，因为我不想让他走。
And I wrestled for an hour on this plane.
我在飞机上整整挣扎了1个小时啊。
And when we landed, I told the Lord, Yes, I will love you and I will serve you if you take my son.
当飞机降落的时候，我说：“主啊，是的，我要爱你，我要服侍你，即使你拿走我的儿子。
I got on a taxi, went to the hospital.
”上了出租车，到了医院。
Run to the hospital, my wife comes to see me, she's crying.
到了，我跑进医院，我太太看见我，她在哭。
I said, What happened?
我问她说：“怎么了
She said, I decided not to get the surgery.
？”她说：“我决定不给她做手术。”
And we just kept praying.
我们就一直祷告，
And all of a sudden, he started pooping out this black stuff.
结果突然呢，他开始要排泄黑色的物质。
And the doctors came in and they looked at it and they started giving him some medicines.
医生进来看到他之后，就开始给他用药。
They did an ultrasound.
他们做了超声波。
And they do not know how it happened, but they said that blockage, that tumor disappeared.
他们说不知道出现什么了，但是呢，那个肿瘤不见了。
Praise the Lord. River is still alive.
感谢主 ，River 他现在还活着。
But what I got out of that wasn't even that the Lord blessed me and helped my son. It was the realization that I cannot even make my own children an idol. Jesus still needs to be worth more than even my own family.
那我学到的功课其实，即使神祝福了我，我也发现我不能让我的儿子成为我的偶像。
And I want to challenge you.
我愿意向大家挑战。
Examine your life.
在你的检验一下你自己的生活。
Are there idols in your life right now?
在你的生活当中，现在有没有偶像？
One of my favorite worship leaders, his name is Keith Green.
我非常喜欢的一个带领敬拜的孩子，他的名字一个人，他的名字叫做 Keith Green.
He wrote a worship song called "Asleep in the Light."
他写过一首敬拜的诗歌，叫做《在光中安睡》。
And the lyrics go like this.
那歌词是这样。
It says, "Oh bless me, Lord. Oh bless me, Lord. It's all that I ever hear."
主啊，祝福我，祝福我，我所听到，这就是我听到的一切。
But no one aches, no one hurts, no one sheds a tear.
没有人疼痛，没有人受伤，没有人流泪。
But he cries, he weeps, and he bleeds.
但是他哭泣，他流血，他悲伤。
He cares for your needs.
他关心你的需要。
And you just lay back and keep soaking it in and receiving.
你就坐在那里，一直的接受祝福。
The world is sleeping in the dark.
世界在黑暗中沉睡。
But the church cannot fight.
但是教会没有力量征战。
Because the church is sleeping in the light.
因为教会是在光中沉睡。
How can you be so dead when you are so well fed?
当你接受如此的供应的时候，你怎能如此的死亡？
Jesus rose from the grave, but you cannot even get out of your bed.
耶稣从坟墓里起来，你却不能从床上起来。
That sounds like the church sometimes to me.
对我来讲，教会好像就是这样。
Bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me.
祝福我，祝福我，祝福我，祝福我。
But that's not what it's supposed to be.
但是不应该这样。
And there is a dying world out there that is waiting for the church to wake up and go.
一个正在死亡的世界，等待着教会醒过来，起来行走。
But here's the thing. We cannot tell the world to leave their idols behind if we have not left them behind ourselves.
是是是，我们不能叫世界撇弃他们的偶像，如果我们不能把这些偶像抛在脑后。
Right? I can't go tell somebody out there who's a non-believer, you do not need to have the idol of money if I myself have an idol of money.
我没有办法告诉一个不信的人，你不能让钱成为你的偶像，如果钱是我的偶像的话。
I can't go out there and tell somebody who's a non-believer, you shouldn't let your family become an idol to determine your life if my family is my own idol.
如果我的家是我的偶像的话，我不能告诉一个不信的人说，你不应该让你的家庭成为你的偶像，来决定你的生活。
The world out there desperately needs us as the church to lay down our idols and actually live a life that says that Jesus is worth everything.
这个世界他们何等需要我们，何等需要教会，让我们放下偶像，让我们活着像耶稣基督一样，让我们能够显示出基督他配得我们一切所有的。
So I challenge you guys.
我要向大家挑战。
Examine your heart.
检验你的心。
Do you have idols that need to get taken out, burnt away?
你有没有偶像需要被焚烧？
I think I have 10 minutes left if I'm correct here.
我应该还有十分钟。
But I'm just gonna...When I was in Nepal, and I was praying about these things, even in my own life, praying about whether or not I had idols in my heart. You know, during COVID, if I had become selfish, I actually ended up writing a song.
我在尼泊尔的时候，当我祷告这些事情，就是在我自己的生活当中，有没有些偶像因着我，有没有因着在疫情当中，我越来越变得自私？那我最后呢，写了一首，我自己写了一首诗歌。
My dad very graciously translated it into Chinese.
我爸爸把它翻译成了中文。
So I'm gonna just send all the lyrics into the chat.
我把歌词都发出来了。
And I'm just gonna sing it for you guys.
我给大家先唱一遍。
And you read through the lyrics.
大家可以读着歌词。
And take the time to meditate in your own life.
大家可以花时间来思想。
Are there idols inside my own life? Are there things in my own life that have become more important to me than the Lord?
在我们里面，有没有一些偶像？这些偶像在我们里面比主更加重要。
My family,
我们的家庭，
my comfort,
我的舒适，
financial security,
我们财务上的保障，
my kids getting into a good college,
我孩子上好的大学，
my freedom,
我的自由。
any of those things, my
所有这
health.
些事情，
You know,
我的健康，
when COVID came, we all started to think more about ourselves and our own health and our own safety than about other people, and unfortunately about the Lord.
当疫情来的时候，我们都开始发现，我们都更关注自己的身体，我们的安全而不顾别人，甚至呢，都在主自己之上。
But if we take a moment and stop,
但是如果我们花点时间停下来，
say, God, I'm coming back to you.
那然后呢，这些事情再回到你身上，
The world out there needs us to do this.
世界需要我们来这样做。
So just take the next 5 minutes and meditate, and I'll sing on this.
大家花5分钟时间来思想。
If I really took a good long look into my heart, I know I'd find there's still a bunch of idols hanging up. And if I really slowed down to give you time, behind all this Christian noise, there's a life full of compromise. Here I am. To say that I'm sorry. There are so many ways I've been selfish and held back my love. And here I am to say that I'm sorry. You deserve better, God. Turn to repentance and humility. Maybe the world would call us hypocrites for what we preach. And if we all start to live out what we preach, then all the lost will feel the love and hear the voice of the King. And here I am. Say that I'm sorry. There are so many ways I've been selfish and held back my love. And here I am to say that I'm sorry. Oh, you deserve better, God. Oh, you deserve better, God. Tear down every little idol that's inside of my heart. Even if that idol is my family, Lord, tear down every little idol that's inside of my heart. Even if that idol is my ministry, Lord, tear down every little idol that's inside of my heart. Even if that idol is myself, oh Lord, tear down every little idol that's inside of my heart. Tear down every single idol that's inside of me, God. And even if that idol is my marriage, even if that idol is what others say, even if that idol is financial,
Even if that idol is my freedom, even if that idol is this or that part, even burn it away, burn it away. Even if that idol's my identity, even if that idol is all my dreams, even if that idol is my own strength, come burn it away, burn it away. Come burn it away, burn it away. Gospel for a sinner like me. He forgives me 4 more times than I've even said I'm sorry. And the beauty of grace for a wretch like me is that I've still got a long way to go, but he's patient with me. So here I am to say that I'm sorry. There are so many ways I've been selfish and held back my love. And here I am to say that I'm sorry. You deserve better, God.
See, I want to encourage you guys. I know we're going to be back in an hour or so, but I want to encourage you guys to reflect on the last 2 years. Reflect on your heart. Have we grown cold to the Lord? Have we grown hardened to loving people?
我愿意鼓励大家，我知道过一个小时我们还会回来，但是我鼓励大家再来仔细思想过去两年我们的心，对主的心有没有冷淡。
Let's be a people that love him well and love others well.
让我们成为更好，能够好好爱他，能够好好爱人的人。
Amen.
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 All right.
Hi, Clayman.
Yeah.
Can you send that the really send to my email so I can.